Janet and Don Boyle have had kind of a rough week this week with some of their puppies are having a tough time. But Janet has been kind enough to come up here and share some scripture and share some words about Warren Village with us. Janet?
I'm going to be reading from Mark 4:6, verses 21 through 25. You can find this on page 36 in the New Testament in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. And this is the parable about the lamp under a bushel basket. He said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket, under the bed, and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." This is John's story. John is a writer, and lately he's doing a good job of writing down his own success story. John came to live at Warren Village in 1991 in order to provide for his oldest son, John Jr. "I wanted to better myself," John says, "and I wanted to be able to take care of my son. I wanted to show him how to live a good, fulfilling life. And I wanted to continue my college education." Education has been an important theme in John's life. After graduating from Denver's Manual High School, he began his secondary education at Trinidad State Junior College. After his son, John Jr., was born, he transferred to George Fox University in Newburgh, Oregon, where he had a track scholarship. While John attended school in Oregon, John Jr. stayed in Denver. The separation was difficult, so John returned to Colorado, gained custody, and came to live at Warren Village. While at Warren Village, John worked part-time and attended Metro State full-time. He majored in independent studies for film to pursue his dream of screenwriting. "Having a dream kept me going," John says. "Warren Village also helped him stay on track." "Warren Village kept me within a structure," John says. "At that time, it was pretty easy to get involved with drinking and partying. But they were adamant about following the rules to live at Warren Village. They kept me on the straight and narrow. I had a lot of people at Warren Village looking at me. They saw character in me that I didn't see." That character and hard work helped him finish his education. John not only earned his bachelor's degree, but went on to obtain a master's degree in language and communications from Regis University in 2002. John also has his adult learning certificate from Regis University and his teacher's license from Metro State. Though he still writes, John has been teaching elementary school for 6 years and currently teaches fifth grade at a local elementary school. Since his days at Warren Village, John has become a father to two more boys, Alex, 14, and Trevon, 12. He has stayed busy as a single dad with custody of Trevon and John Jr., who is now 18. Trevon was born with fetal alcohol syndrome, has special needs, but John says he's very loving and has a beautiful smile. As a parent, John wants to make good choices. "My dad was a very heavy drinker," John says. "The neighborhood where I grew up was filled with drugs and alcohol. I made different choices than a lot of my friends. Some of those friends are dead. Some are in the state penitentiary. I always said I would never let my children go through that. I would not abuse my children. I tell my kids they can do anything. I was never told that by my father figure. I want my kids to know that I love them for exactly who they are, no matter what they do." He goes on to say, "As a teacher, I see that a lot of kids just want to be loved." While John teaches these things to children, he also wants to be a positive influence on adults, especially ones who have experienced abuse. He has returned to Warren Village to teach evening classes, and as John says, it's wonderful to express to the residents that they are wonderful individuals. John advises single parents to think about their choices, something he has strived to do. Choices, bad or good, he says, have consequences. Those consequences can hold you back, be a blessing or a curse. I want residents to never forget who they are and that they have a purpose. Everybody's got a purpose. John is a natural teacher, but his dream is still in screenwriting and writing books. From the looks of things, he will have a story worth writing. Warren Village exists so that low-income, single-parent families achieve sustainable personal and economic self-sufficiency. People who are homeless have not only lost their home, they have also lost their connection to the community. Safe and secure housing combined with self-help services gives stranded families the opportunity to regroup and become a valuable member of society. Warren Village has provided shelter to over 3,000 families since it was established in 1974 and has been cited as a national model for its combination of housing with on-site family services, early childhood education, and school-age programs. And I might add that we have in our congregation a former resident of Warren Village who has gone forward and made a very productive life for himself and his family. The support of Warren Village as a mission project is sponsored by the Chancel Choir here at Burns. One of the largest projects that the choir undertakes is the collection of brand new toys, clothing, and household items for the Christmas store, which is open to the children and their single parents the week before Christmas. When they go to this store, they can shop free of charge, purchase gifts, and have these gifts wrapped, and sometimes do the kids and the parents even help wrap these gifts, and then they're taken up to their house and put under their tree in anticipation of Christmas. For several weeks now, the collection box has been available in the mission support area just outside the parlor, but so far the box has been very lonely because nothing has been put in it. Now that school is starting and we're moving into fall, although you wouldn't know it by the weather, the choir is hoping the contributions, which are tax deductible, will start rolling in by the hundreds. Feel free to place your brand new unused items in the box at any time. And if you have something that's too large for you to bring in and you need help getting it to the church, please call anybody in the choir. We'll be glad to come and help you out. Over the coming weeks, we will provide a list of suggested items. If you would like or prefer, you can make a monetary donation, and you would just make your check out to Warren Village Incorporated. Thanks in advance for all of your support, and I hope all these items start flowing in by the hundreds.
Thank you, Janet. Warren Village is such a wonderful place to be for people that are just needing to get through the tough times, and being started by Warren United Methodist Church downtown, we have a very strong connection there too. So.